Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
Hi, my name is Jeff Carr from Ultra Consultants. Please go to www.ultraconsultants.com to learn more about Ultra and my background. This podcast is a continuation of a series of podcasts focused on ERP projects for the manufacturing industry. Today, we're going to focus on the most common question I get from potential buyers of modern ERP systems. What resources are needed for this type of a project? We talk to several hundred companies each year that are considering new systems, and I would say 95% of them are asking that question of Ultra. So today we're going to review an organization chart for an ERP project. An organization chart is going to vary based on the size of the company and also the scope included in the project. So how does it size of company matter? A single site company will only require participation from the functional members of the organization that are being involved in the process improvement. On the other hand, a multi-plant company or multi-location company that's global will certainly require a more extended team to involve representation from the various plants and divisions. Scope also matters. Usually all functions need to be representative. But if a certain scope is not involved in the function, it might be eliminated. Of course, the opposite is true. If additional function is in scope, the team needs to be expanded. Core ERP requires the following types of business process owners: customer-facing, engineering, supply chain, production, quality, warehouse, logistics, HR, and accounting. Advanced applications might be a CRM application, an advanced planning application, a deep advanced warehouse management, or an advanced transportation. Those types of applications might require a larger dedicated team for those applications. Now let's talk about the organization structure itself. Generally, I see four levels in an organization chart. At the top, we have a steering committee. Reporting to the steering committee is a PMO, which stands for Program Manager Office. And reporting to the PMO is the core team. And reporting to the core team are SMEs, or subject matter experts. So let's examine each. The steering committee includes the top executives for the company. The steering committee funds the project, sets the tone for the project, and communicates the importance and priority. They also have oversight in the project and are asked to address major issues within the project and to settle disputes. Reporting to the steering committee is the PMO, or Program Management Office. This is generally chaired by a member of the steering committee as an executive sponsor. It involves the project managers. There are multiple project managers that have to be established for a project of this size. You have an ERP project manager, a data project manager. When you engage with a vendor, you'll have a vendor PM. If Ultra is involved, you'll have an Ultra PM. You can have an IT PM, and possibly, I think I also mentioned the data PM. Reporting to the PMO are the core business process owners. They represent all of the major process areas affected by the transformation. So let's examine that. You've got probably a customer-facing business process owner, and this would include marketing, sales, customer service, technical service. Then we would also have an engineering business process owner that covers new product development, engineering change management, estimating, CAD. A third area would be manufacturing. Under that manufacturing, we might have supply chain, scheduling, production. Then we might also have a quality business process owner that involves not only quality process steps, but also regulatory issues. Next, we might have a logistics business process owner that covers warehousing, shipping, and transportation. Then lastly, we might have an accounting business process owner that covers not only the controllership, but also the various accounting applications, accounts payable, accounts receivable, fixed assets, budgeting, etc. Also, this representation might vary by industry. The functional requirements of an electronics make-to-order company might be significantly different than a food manufacturer. So you need to identify the people within your company that can become the business process owners. After implementation, these individuals may evolve into a full-time role driving continuous improvement in their area. Also, lastly, we have the subject matter experts. These are individuals within that business process domain that have specific expertise that need to be brought in on a periodic basis to cover the functional needs of the business in their area. These are not the more involved activities that the business process owner will be involved with, but they are supportive of the business process owner. They're assistants to the business process owners. Now, let me make one more comment about the business process owner. And I call them a business process owner for a specific reason. This individual should own the business processes that they're responsible for. So think about that. Somebody in purchasing or the supply chain, they own all the business processes around that functional part of the area of the business. They are responsible for communicating what's going on in the project to the domain of users that are going to use those business process owners. They're responsible for not only communicating the process and the progress, but also involving the users in feedback about the system. They also get involved in some change management activities and identifying where we might have stumbling blocks. So there's a lot of reasons to put together an effective project organization so that you can define specific roles and responsibilities that are important and key to a successful ERP project. So today that concludes my podcast on ERP resources. Next week, we will publish a podcast to address the quantity of resources that are required for these ERP projects. I hope this was helpful. Please go to our website for more podcast subjects. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.